end the intersection of all faction and art conservation, NN, in the rarefied world of high-value asset management. The atmosphere is no longer viewed as a passive void. It is the invisible architecture that defines the soul of a space. For the discerning collector, the olfactory branding of a private gallery or residence must be as meticulously curated as the masterworks hanging upon the walls. However, this sensory layer introduces a complex chemical dialogue. The intersection of scent and conservation science is a frontier where aesthetic pleasure meets the rigorous demands of chemical inertness, ensuring that the pursuit of atmosphere does not come at the cost of archival integrity. And the stakes for the collector are primarily molecular. Traditional ambient scenting methods, often reliant on heat or low-grade solvents, release a cocktail of volatile organic compounds, VOX, and terpenes that can settle on delicate surfaces. These molecules are not merely transient aromas, they are reactive agents. Through molecular diffusion, these compounds can penetrate the porous layers of hygroscopic materials, leading to pigment oxidation or the softening of historical binders. For instance, the crystalline brilliance of lapis lazuli stability can be compromised by acidic shifts in the microclimate, while the subtle transitions in a Flemish oil painting may be obscured by the accumulation of particulate matter over time. And to mitigate these risks, the modern estate utilizes cold air nebulization technology. Unlike traditional systems, this method employs filtered air pressure to atomize fragrance oils into a dry mist, ensuring aerosol dynamics that prevent heavy droplets from falling onto canvas or sculpture. When paired with sophisticated HVAC integration, the delivery is precise, filtered, and monitored by air quality sensors that maintain a museum-grade environment. By utilizing gas chromatography to verify the purity of scent profiles, curators can now introduce fragrance without introducing risk. And the imperatives of museum-grade scenting, and preservation of pigment integrity, ensuring that synthetic esters do not catalyze the fading of rare earth pigments or lead-based whites. And atmospheric equilibrium, maintaining a stable environment where scent molecules do not alter the relative humidity or pH levels of the room. N0 residue diffusion, utilizing advanced nebulization to ensure that fragrance remains a gaseous experience, leaving no physical trace on precious substrates. N advanced monitoring, real-time feedback loops between scent delivery systems and environmental sensors to prevent the buildup of reactive organic vapors. And ultimately, the goal of zero VOC ambient scenting is to create a sensory experience that is felt but never seen, not even under the microscope of a conservator. By harmonizing the art of perfumery with the precision of chemical engineering, collectors can finally bridge the gap between the ephemeral beauty of scent and the enduring legacy of fine art. And molecular vulnerability. How traditional fragrances threaten pigments, and the curation of a private gallery extends far beyond lighting and climate control. It requires a nuanced understanding of molecular diffusion. While bespoke scenting serves as the invisible signature of a residence, traditional ambient fragrances often harbor a hidden volatility that challenges the core tenets of conservation science. The primary culprits are volatile organic compounds, VOX, reactive molecules that, when delivered through inferior systems, initiate a silent, destructive dialogue with the canvas. And traditional diffusion methods often rely on heat or alcohol-based carriers, which alter aerosol dynamics and release high concentrations of particulate matter. Through gas chromatography, conservators have identified that common terpenes, the organic compounds responsible for citrus and coniferous notes, can act as aggressive solvents. When these molecules settle upon a painting's surface, they penetrate hygroscopic materials, leading to the gradual softening of oil binders and the eventual yellowing of protective varnishes. And the chemistry of pigment decay, and the interaction between reactive fragrance molecules and historical pigments is not merely superficial, it is an irreversible chemical transformation. High-value ass.